With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever stopped to ask yourself, who am I when no one is watching? What energy am I carrying? What thoughts am I repeating? Because the truth is, where you place your attention is where you place your energy. And if your energy is scattered on the past, on other people's opinions, on the noise of the world, then you are giving away your power. But what if just for a moment you decided to reclaim it? What if you directed all that energy inward to focus on yourself, to break free from old patterns and to step into a new reality? Because the moment you shift your focus, you shift your energy. And when you shift your energy, you change your life. Today, I want to take you on a journey of self-mastery, of transformation, of stepping into the highest version of yourself. Because the person you are destined to become is waiting for you to focus on them. Where you focus your attention is where you place your energy. Every thought you think, every emotion you feel, and every belief you reinforce is directing energy toward a specific outcome in your life. The problem is, most people are unaware of where their focus truly is. They think they are focusing on growth, success, or change. But in reality, their minds are consumed by the past, by fear, by doubt, and by the opinions of others. They are scattering their energy in 1,000 different directions, wondering why they feel drained, uninspired, or stuck in the same patterns year after year. The human mind is wired for survival, and because of that, it tends to dwell on what is familiar, even if that familiarity is painful or limiting. If you wake up every morning thinking the same thoughts, feeling the same emotions, and doing the same things, you are reinforcing the same reality. Your brain is a record of the past, and if you allow it to operate on autopilot, your life will continue unfolding in the same predictable way. The way to break free is to become conscious of where you are directing your focus. Think of your attention as a powerful beam of light. If that light is diffused, spread too thin across too many things, it lacks intensity. It cannot create transformation. But when that light is focused, concentrated on a single point, it has the power to burn through anything. Your energy works the same way. When you focus on your fears, your limitations, or what is going wrong, you feed those realities with your energy, making them stronger. But when you focus on growth, on new possibilities, on who you are becoming, you shift your energy toward transformation. The challenge is that most people do not realize how much of their energy is being spent on things that do not serve them. They dwell on past mistakes, replay old conversations, worry about things that may never happen, and waste precious mental space comparing themselves to others. Every time you do this, you are directing your life force away from yourself and into a reality that does not align with your highest potential. If you truly want to change, you must take control of where your energy is going. The first step is awareness. Begin to notice where your thoughts go throughout the day. Are they aligned with the future you want to create, or are they keeping you stuck in an old version of yourself? Pay attention to how you feel when you focus on certain things. If your focus drains you, makes you feel small, or keeps you locked in cycles of stress and self-doubt, it is a sign that your energy is being misplaced. When your focus is in the right place, you feel empowered, inspired, and capable. Most people think they need external circumstances to change before they can shift their focus, but that is an illusion. It is never about what is happening outside of you. It is about what is happening within you. Two people can be in the exact same situation, but one will feel stuck while the other feels limitless, simply because of where they are directing their focus. The one who is stuck is focused on limitations, problems, and obstacles. The one who feels limitless is focused on solutions, growth, and opportunities. Energy flows where attention goes. This is why so many people who constantly focus on negativity seem to attract more of it into their lives. It is not that life is unfair to them. It is that their own focus is shaping their reality. If you constantly tell yourself that nothing ever works out for you, that people always let you down, or that success is out of reach, you are reinforcing that story with your energy. And because your mind is designed to seek evidence for what you believe, you will continue to find proof that your limiting beliefs are true. But the same principle works in the opposite direction. The moment you decide to shift your focus, you shift your energy. When you begin focusing on gratitude instead of lack, you feel richer. When you focus on progress instead of failure, you feel capable. When you focus on growth instead of fear, you feel powerful. Nothing in your external world may have changed yet, but your internal world has, and that is the key to transformation. Most people want to see results before they believe in change, but that is not how energy works. You must first focus on the new reality you want to create, hold that focus consistently, and then watch as the external world begins to shift in response. It will not happen overnight, and it will require discipline. The mind is addicted to old patterns, and it will try to pull you back into familiar ways of thinking. But every time you consciously redirect your focus toward your growth, your goals, and your highest self, you are rewiring your brain for a new future. Taking full control of your focus means eliminating distractions that drain your energy. It means being intentional about the conversations you engage in, the content you consume, and the people you surround yourself with. It means recognizing that every moment is an opportunity to either direct your energy toward your purpose or scatter it on things that do not serve you. Most people never take full control of their focus, and because of that, they never take full control of their lives. But the ones who do, the ones who learn to master their attention, their emotions, and their energy, become unstoppable. Breaking free from the past requires a deep understanding of how the mind holds on to experiences, emotions, and identities that no longer serve you. Every past event, every painful memory, every regret, and every moment of disappointment creates a pattern in the brain, reinforcing an identity based on what has already happened, rather than what is possible. Most people live their lives reacting to their past, unknowingly replaying the same emotions, thoughts, and behaviors that keep them stuck in a cycle of familiarity. The human brain is designed to seek comfort in what is known, even if that comfort is built on pain, struggle, or limitation. When you wake up in the morning, your mind immediately recalls who you were yesterday, bringing forward the same thoughts and emotional states you have conditioned yourself to feel. You start thinking about past failures, past hurts, and past experiences that shape the way you see yourself. Without realizing it, you begin your day already locked into the same energy that created your current reality. Emotions are the language of the body. And when you repeatedly experience the same emotions from the past, your body becomes addicted to those states. If you have lived in frustration, anger, or sadness for years, your body starts to crave those emotions, even if they are destructive. The mind will then create thoughts that match those feelings, reinforcing the cycle. You might think you are making conscious choices, but in reality, you are simply repeating a program that was set in motion by your past experiences. The only way to break free is to become conscious of the patterns that are running your life. Every time you dwell on past mistakes, relive painful memories, or define yourself based on what has already happened, you are reinforcing the version of yourself that is tied to the past. The past has no power over you unless you continue to give it attention. The key is to shift your focus from who you were to who you are becoming. Your brain does not know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. When you mentally rehearse past experiences, your brain and body react as if they are happening in the present moment. The same stress chemicals are released, the same emotions flood your system, and the same neural pathways are strengthened. But if you use this same principle in the opposite direction, you can train your mind and body to break free from the past and step into a new future. Instead of reliving old experiences, you must learn to mentally and emotionally embrace the future version of yourself that you want to become. It is not enough to simply say you want to change. You have to embody it. You must start thinking, feeling, and acting like the person you want to be before there is any external proof that change is happening. This is where most people struggle. They want to see results first, but transformation works in the opposite direction. You must first shift your internal state before your external reality reflects that change. The past will try to pull you back. It will whisper reminders of who you used to be, of the mistakes you made, of the limitations you believed in for so long. But just because those thoughts appear does not mean you have to engage with them. Every time you choose to focus on your new future rather than your old identity, you weaken the hold the past has over you. The brain is neuroplastic, meaning it can be rewired. Old neural pathways that keep you stuck can be pruned away, and new ones can be created, but only if you are disciplined enough to direct your attention toward change. One of the most powerful ways to break free from the past is to change your environment and daily habits. Your surroundings trigger memories and behaviors that keep you locked in old patterns. If you wake up in the same bed, go through the same routine, talk to the same people, and consume the same content, you are reinforcing your past self. Small changes in your routine, even as simple as taking a different route to work, reading new books, or practicing mindfulness, signal to your brain that something is different. The more you disrupt the familiar, the more you open yourself to transformation. Your past does not define you unless you allow it to. Many people carry their past like a weight, letting it shape their self-worth and determine what they believe is possible. But your past is only a collection of experiences. It is not who you are. Who you are is who you decide to be in this moment. The only thing keeping you tethered to your past is your attachment to it. The moment you let go, the moment you shift your focus away from what was and toward what can be, you begin to free yourself. When you stop giving energy to old wounds, they lose their power. When you stop defining yourself by past failures, new opportunities begin to emerge. When you stop waiting for external proof that you have changed and instead start living as if you already have, your reality begins to shift. The past is nothing more than a memory stored in the mind, and memories only have power if you continue to feed them. True transformation begins when you decide that your future is more important than your history, and you start acting accordingly. Your energy is the most valuable currency you have. Every thought you think, every emotion you feel, and every action you take is either increasing or depleting your energy. Most people go through life completely unaware of where their energy is going. They wake up and immediately start reacting to their environment, checking their phones, responding to messages, worrying about things they cannot control, and allowing external circumstances to dictate their internal state. This constant reactivity drains their energy before they have even started the day, leaving them feeling exhausted, unmotivated, and disconnected from their true potential. Energy is not just physical, it is mental, emotional, and spiritual. The way you think affects your energy. Negative thoughts, overthinking, self-doubt, and worry all consume massive amounts of mental energy, leaving little room for creativity, focus, and clarity. The way you feel determines the quality of your energy. If you are constantly in a state of stress, frustration, or resentment, your body is using energy just to maintain those emotional states, leaving you feeling drained even when you have done very little. And the way you interact with the world either fuels your energy or depletes it. Engaging in drama, surrounding yourself with toxic people, and giving too much of yourself to situations that do not align with your purpose all drain your life force. Most people believe they are tired because of external circumstances, their job, their responsibilities, their lack of sleep. But in reality, they are tired because of how they are managing their energy. The body can rest, but if the mind is constantly running, filled with worry and stress, true restoration never happens. The reason so many people feel stuck is that they are using all their energy just to maintain their current state instead of directing it toward growth and transformation. The first step to reclaiming your energy is awareness. You must begin to notice what drains you and what fuels you. Pay attention to the conversations that leave you feeling exhausted versus the ones that inspire you. Notice how your body feels after scrolling through social media versus after spending time in nature and deep focus. Observe how different thoughts create different sensations in your body. The more aware you become, the easier it is to make intentional choices about where your energy goes. Everything you do is either an investment in your energy or a depletion of it. When you spend time in activities that align with your purpose, you gain energy. When you engage in habits that strengthen your mind and body, you feel more powerful. When you let go of distractions and focus on what truly matters, you operate at a higher frequency. But when you waste your energy on unnecessary stress, negativity, or meaningless distractions, you weaken your ability to create the life you want. Your energy is also deeply connected to your beliefs and emotions. If you believe life is hard, unfair, or that you are not capable of achieving what you desire, you are carrying an energetic weight that slows you down. If you hold on to past resentment, anger, or guilt, you are leaking energy into situations that no longer exist. Energy flows where attention goes. And if your attention is constantly stuck in the past or consumed by negativity, you are giving away your most powerful resource. One of the most effective ways to shift your energy is to change your internal dialogue. Your words and thoughts create a vibration that influences how you feel and how you show up in the world. If you constantly tell yourself that you are exhausted, overwhelmed, or stuck, you reinforce that reality. But if you begin to shift your inner dialogue, speaking words of strength, possibility, and resilience, you begin to align your energy with the future you want to create. Breathing, movement, and meditation are also powerful tools for energy management. Your breath is directly connected to your nervous system, and by practicing conscious breathing, you can shift from a state of stress to a state of calm. Movement, whether through exercise, stretching, or even walking, helps release stagnant energy and create a sense of vitality. Meditation and mindfulness practices help clear mental clutter, allowing you to direct your energy with intention instead of letting it be consumed by distractions. Protecting your energy also means setting boundaries. Not everyone deserves access to your time, attention, and emotions. If you constantly allow others to drain you with their negativity, their problems, and their demands, you will never have enough energy left for yourself. Learning to say no, to remove yourself from toxic environments, and to prioritize your own well-being is not selfish. It is necessary. You cannot pour into others.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
if you are running on empty. The most powerful thing you can do to shift your energy is to take responsibility for it. No one else is in charge of how you feel, how you think, or where your focus goes. You are the one who decides what you give your energy to. The moment you stop blaming external circumstances and start taking control of your internal state, you become unstoppable. Energy is the foundation of everything. When you master your energy, you master your life. Your focus is your power. Wherever your attention goes, your energy flows, and what you consistently focus on expands. Most people do not realize that their focus is being hijacked every single day. From the moment they wake up, their minds are pulled in 1,000 different directions. Notifications, news, social media, distractions, and the constant demands of life, they live in a state of reaction rather than intention, giving their attention away to things that do not serve them, things that drain them, and things that keep them stuck in the same cycle. Focus is a skill, and just like any other skill, it can be trained. The problem is that most people have trained themselves to be distracted. They have conditioned their minds to jump from one thought to another, from one problem to the next, never fully present, never fully engaged in what truly matters. When the mind is scattered, energy becomes scattered. When energy is scattered, progress becomes impossible. The reason many people struggle to achieve their goals is not because they lack intelligence, talent, or resources. It is because they lack focus. They spread themselves too thin, trying to do too many things at once, chasing too many distractions, and wondering why they never get anywhere. The most successful people in the world are not necessarily the smartest or the most talented. They are the ones who have mastered their focus. They know how to block out distractions. They know how to direct their energy toward what moves them forward. They understand that success is not about doing more, but about doing the right things with full presence and intensity. They are not controlled by their environment. They control their environment. They are not constantly reacting to everything around them. They are deliberately choosing where their attention goes. Reclaiming your focus starts with awareness. You must begin to notice where your attention is going throughout the day. Every time you pick up your phone mindlessly, every time you get caught up in drama that has nothing to do with you, every time you let your mind wander into negative thoughts that drain your energy, you are training yourself to be unfocused. But the moment you become aware, you take back control. You can then start making conscious decisions about where to place your attention. One of the biggest enemies of focus is multitasking. The mind was not designed to juggle multiple things at once. When you switch from one task to another, you are not being more productive. You are actually losing efficiency. Every time you shift your attention, your brain takes time to adjust, and this constant switching drains your mental energy. Instead of doing many things halfway, train yourself to do one thing with complete presence. When you work, work. When you rest, rest. When you spend time with loved ones, be fully there. The more you strengthen your ability to focus on one thing at a time, the more powerful you become. Another key to sharpening your focus is eliminating distractions. Your environment plays a massive role in your ability to concentrate. If you are constantly surrounded by noise, clutter, and interruptions, your mind will reflect that chaos. If you allow yourself to be available to every notification, every message, every unnecessary piece of information, your focus will always be fragmented. Take control of your space. design your environment in a way that supports deep work and concentration. Remove anything that pulls you away from your goals. Your internal state also affects your ability to focus. If your mind is filled with stress, anxiety, and worry, it becomes difficult to direct your attention effectively. This is why practices like meditation, breath work, and journaling are so powerful. They help clear the mental clutter so that you can approach each moment with clarity and purpose. A calm mind is a focused mind. If you want to sharpen your focus, take care of your mental state first. Discipline is another essential component of focus. You will not always feel like doing the things that need to be done. But if you only act based on how you feel in the moment, you will never achieve greatness. Discipline is what keeps you moving forward when motivation fades. It is what allows you to stay locked in on your goals, even when distractions try to pull you away. Discipline is built through repetition. The more you train yourself to focus, the stronger your focus becomes. Energy management is also crucial. If you are constantly exhausted, running on empty, and neglecting your body's needs, your ability to concentrate will suffer. Your brain requires energy to focus. And if you are not fueling yourself properly through good nutrition, quality sleep, and regular movement, your mind will struggle to stay sharp. The sharper your body, the sharper your focus. If what you focus on consistently becomes your reality. If you focus on problems, you will see more problems. If you focus on possibilities, you will see opportunities everywhere. If you focus on what is missing in your life, you will always feel like you are lacking. But if you focus on gratitude, growth, and solutions, your entire perspective shifts. The world does not shape your focus. Your focus shapes your world. You are not a victim of distractions. You are the master of your attention. And when you take control of your focus, you take control of your life. Your mind is the most powerful tool you have, but most people never learn how to use it to its fullest potential. Every thought you think creates a ripple effect in your life, shaping your emotions, your actions, and ultimately your reality. The problem is that most people allow their minds to be controlled by external influences, by past experiences, by fear, by negativity, and by the opinions of others. They live on autopilot, reacting to whatever happens around them instead of consciously directing their thoughts toward what they want to create. To shift your energy and transform your life, you must take control of your mind. Your thoughts generate the emotions you feel, and those emotions dictate the energy you carry. When you constantly think about problems, you generate stress. When you dwell on past failures, you create doubt. When you worry about the future, you invite anxiety. These emotions do not just exist in your mind. They manifest in your body, affecting your health, your energy levels, and your ability to focus. The more you entertain negative thoughts, the more you reinforce neural pathways that make those patterns automatic. But just as negative thoughts can drain your energy, positive thoughts can elevate it. By training your mind to focus on what empowers you, you rewire your brain to operate at a higher frequency. Most people assume they have no control over their thoughts, but this is not true. Just like any muscle in the body, the mind can be trained. The key is awareness. You must become the observer of your thoughts instead of being consumed by them. When a negative thought arises, do not accept it as truth. Question it. Ask yourself if that thought is serving you. If it is not, replace it with a thought that does. At first, this requires conscious effort, but over time, it becomes second nature. The more you practice, the more control you gain over your internal world. Another powerful way to shift your mental energy is through visualization. Your brain does not distinguish between real experiences and vividly imagined ones. When you visualize success, confidence, and strength, your mind begins to align with that reality. Athletes use this technique to improve performance. Entrepreneurs use it to manifest success. And high achievers in every field use it to prime their minds for greatness. When you close your eyes and see yourself achieving your goals, your brain starts creating new neural pathways that make those outcomes more likely. Instead of letting your mind dwell on limitations, train it to see possibilities. Your self-talk also plays a crucial role in shaping your energy. The words you say to yourself matter more than anything anyone else says to you. If you constantly tell yourself that you are not good enough, not smart enough, or not capable enough, you program your mind to believe it. But when you speak to yourself with confidence, encouragement, and belief, you rewire your subconscious to align with success. This is why affirmations are so powerful. When you repeatedly tell yourself, "I am strong, I am capable, I am unstoppable," your mind begins to accept those statements as reality. Over time, they become ingrained in your identity. Your subconscious mind absorbs everything you expose it to, which is why it is crucial to be mindful of what you consume. If you constantly watch negative news, engage in gossip, or surround yourself with people who drain your energy, your mind will reflect that negativity. But if you fill your mind with empowering content, uplifting conversations, and positive influences, your mental energy will shift. Be intentional about what you allow into your consciousness. Read books that expand your perspective. Listen to podcasts that inspire you. Spend time with people who challenge you to grow. Your mind is like a garden. Whatever you plant in it will grow. If you want to cultivate success, you must remove the weeds of negativity and plant the seeds of possibility. Your beliefs shape your reality, and every belief you hold is simply a thought you have repeated enough times to accept as truth. If you believe you are destined for greatness, your actions will reflect that belief. If you believe you are limited, your actions will reinforce that limitation. The good news is that beliefs can be changed. If you want to shift your energy, start by challenging any beliefs that hold you back. Ask yourself where those beliefs came from. Were they imposed on you by society, by your past, or by people who doubted you? Are they based on facts, or are they just assumptions you have accepted without question? The moment you realize that you have the power to rewrite your beliefs, you take control of your destiny. One of the greatest ways to elevate your mental energy is through gratitude. When you focus on what you lack, you operate from a mindset of scarcity. But when you focus on what you have, you shift into abundance. Gratitude is not just about feeling good. It is a powerful tool for reprogramming your mind. When you make it a habit to appreciate the good in your life, you train your brain to look for more good. And when your mind is wired for positivity, your energy follows. Your environment plays a crucial role in shaping your energy, your mindset, and ultimately your reality. Many people underestimate how much their surroundings influence their thoughts, emotions, and actions. They believe that their struggles come solely from within, failing to recognize that the external world is constantly feeding their subconscious mind with information that either empowers them or drains them. If you want to shift your energy and focus on yourself, you must take a serious look at your environment and make conscious decisions about what you allow to influence you. The people you surround yourself with have a profound impact on your mindset. If you spend time with individuals who complain, doubt, and focus on problems, that energy will seep into your own thought patterns. You will begin to adopt their way of thinking, their limiting beliefs, and their emotional states without even realizing it. And on the other hand, if you surround yourself with people who are driven, disciplined, and focused on growth, their energy will elevate yours. Their mindset will challenge you to become better, and their presence will push you to raise your own standards. Your physical space also affects your energy in ways you may not notice. Clutter, Disorganization and a chaotic environment can create mental fog, stress, and a sense of being overwhelmed. When your surroundings are in disarray, your mind mirrors that state. This is why successful individuals place great importance on maintaining a clean, organized, and intentional environment. When your space is designed to support your focus and productivity, you will naturally feel more in control. Something as simple as rearranging your workspace, decluttering your home, or creating a designated area for deep work can have a significant impact on your ability to stay present and focused. Another major influence on your energy is the information you consume daily. The books you read, the music you listen to, the news you watch, and the social media content you engage with all shape your mental and emotional state. If you are constantly absorbing negativity, fear, or distractions, your mind will reflect that. Every piece of content you consume programs your subconscious mind, either reinforcing empowering beliefs or feeding self-doubt and worry. This is why it is essential to be selective about what you allow into your consciousness. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through negative news or watching content that drains your energy, choose to consume information that educates, uplifts, and inspires you. Your habits and routines also form a crucial part of your environment. The way you start your day sets the tone for everything that follows. If you begin your mornings by checking social media, reacting to messages, or engaging in distractions, you are immediately surrendering control of your focus to external forces. But if you create a structured morning routine that includes practices like meditation, journaling, exercise, and setting intentions for the day, you take charge of your energy before the world has a chance to influence you. Small, intentional habits compound over time, shaping your mindset, your discipline, and your ability to stay focused on your goals. The energy of the places you spend time in also has a direct impact on your well-being. If you constantly find yourself in environments that drain you, it is important to recognize that and make changes where possible. Nature, for example, has a powerful way of resetting your energy. Spending time outdoors, taking walks in fresh air, or simply sitting in a peaceful natural setting can help you clear your mind and recharge your spirit. The modern world is full of distractions, artificial stimuli, and noise that pull you away from yourself. But when you intentionally create space for stillness and solitude, you allow your energy to realign with clarity and purpose. Your environment also includes the expectations and beliefs imposed on you by society, family, and culture. Many people operate under the weight of external pressures, living lives that do not align with their true desires. They follow paths dictated by others, afraid to break free and pursue what truly resonates with them. But when you take control of your own environment, you give yourself permission to create a life that reflects your own values, not someone else's. This requires setting boundaries, saying no to what does not serve you, and being unapologetic about protecting your energy. Everything in your environment is either lifting you up or holding you back. The key is to become aware of what influences you daily and to make conscious choices about what stays and what goes. Your surroundings should be a reflection of the life you want to create. The more you align your environment with your goals, the more effortlessly you will step into the person you are meant to become.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.